And we're back with it. Welcome to the second hour of today's Power Hours broadcast. I am your guest host, filling in for the very capable Daniel Bergman and others. Folks, it's a privilege and pleasure to talk to you today and to bring some solutions, hopefully solutions to the problem. Again, this is my view, my worldview, based on 30-plus years of research and experiments. I put a warning label on this. It is not meant as medical absolute dogma. It's not even that. I'm not diagnosing. I'm just trying to share with you a very detailed opinion. Again, from my viewpoint, the answer to the question can be found in spirituality as well. Because it really, I personally find great solace and peace in the words of found in the Word, the Logos, the Rhema, even the spoken word, folks. The Holy Spirit is very much alive, and Jesus is Lord. I mean, that is the reality that I need to share. If you have any people that are listening that they really doubt that reality, I suggest you look at it with an open mind and open heart, because you see, the battle we face here is far more than flesh against flesh. It's a spiritual battle. The Apostle Paul wrote, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We really don't. But against principalities and powers, you mean simply fallen angels, demons in high places. That's the principalities and powers that do control this world. And the very fact that Jesus' blood sacrifice on the cross is what we can use now to survive this coming worldwide great abomination is the only hope that we really have. Because like I said, I'm of the firm belief that America has, the great ship America has hit the iceberg, and it's sinking. I mean, I was hoping that, you know, even as we approach the iceberg in 2006, 2007, with the establishment of the Model Health Emergency Health Powers Act, I was so active doing my own radio show 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Actually, at one time, at Republic Radio had more listeners than Rush Limbaugh in the same hour. Same 2 hours from 10 to noon. Same hours, by the way, that the Power Hour's broadcasting. 10 till noon, Mountain Standard Time. Yeah, the statistics came out. I had more listening audience than Rush Limbaugh for about 2 months. And that was pretty amazing, because people seem to, you know, when they hear it, they go, oh, did you hear this? Did you hear this message or that? No, I was talking back then about, you see, the dangers in embracing this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, because I saw it as an absolute overthrow of the Constitution. Imagine giving dictatorial powers to an unelected health department and individual doctors. I mean, it was Anthony Fauci, folks, let's be real. Did anybody vote for him? You see him on any ballots? He has this incredible power, not only in Biden's administration, but Trump's before him, and even before that, George W. I mean, he goes clear back to the AIDS epidemic. This is what the National Institute of Infectious Diseases. I mean, this is this guy. Who would like this guy to have as much power? I got to tell you, folks, you know, I was researching Dr. Fauci about 2 years ago. I did all I could do to find out, you know, where he was trained. Yeah, oh, my goodness, just happens to be a Jesuit. Just happens. I saw his picture in a yearbook, and I got to laugh because, I mean, this is young school age, his picture, I swear, I think Mad Magazine used Anthony Fauci's picture as the prototype for Alfred E. Newman. But what, me worry? I mean, the guy looks exactly like Alfred E. Newman as a young kid. I mean, he still has that goofy, you know, I call him ferret face, but I mean, I shouldn't disparage, but really, folks, I'm finding all this out. I'm saying, wait a minute, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act was authored and brought into every state in the past by bribery of federal funds, huge amounts of billions of dollars of federal funds, Health and Human Services, under the specter of the bird flu. Remember that? Oh, we've got a pandemic bird flu. We've had this breakout. It's happening. Remember that story? It's a hoax, folks. It's a hoax then. It's a hoax now. Remember the swine flu epidemic of 1976? How many times does the government have to cry wolf before people say, hey, don't do it again? But they continue to do it, and people believe it. 1999, actually, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act was drafted by a group of Jesuit lawyers, just like under LBJ, the 501c3, in 1950, the year I was born, 1959, actually. That's how long these miscreants, these satanically possessed, these demonically possessed individuals have been at this. The drafters of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, Michael Okerlund Levitt, I don't mind telling you, folks, he's taking credit for all he's out there yet today. We would have had a whole lot more deaths without this epidemiologist office and all of these Emergency Health Powers Act being formed, that we can do mask mandates and enforce social distancing and have this all under color of law. Thank you, Michael Okerlund Levitt. Shame on you for suspending the United States Constitution. Nobody voted for these health department doctors. Why do they have such dictatorial powers? Because they're in league with a corrupt media, ladies and gentlemen, that wants you to believe on every turn that people are dying from a mystery Wuhan virus, this super, super, super deadly, they say, and can be easily spread by super spreaders. Folks, that is the biggest lie ever. I tell you, for those who have ears to hear, 5G, five, what is the points of a pentagram? 5 points. 5G. They say, well, G stands for generation. Fifth generation, replacing fourth generation. Well, I say 5G with a big G. Look at the symbol of the Freemasons. You have a compass and a square. You have inside of that compass and square something called the deep spot. And if you really want to, you know, be graphic and profane, and as far as the truth is concerned, that's a sex image, folks. It's two sets of legs, and the G where it's pointed, it's your genes, your genitalia. Where the G is off. So 5G rolls up. The pentagram affecting genitalia, affecting your whole genome, folks. Oh, well, whoa, doctor. Oh, don't believe me, Dr. Catherine Horton. She's on, I interviewed her on this radio show. Dr. Catherine Horton's 2018 paper and her research shows exactly. Microwave radiation, and this is government testing done by unsuspecting citizens, folks, in the 1970s. They tested 60 gigahertz microwaves on individuals. You know what happened to the women? They had incredible changes in their menstrual cycles, folks. Dr. Horton exposes. She says, wait, the 5G microwave radiation enters your blood through what? The sweat glands. And the sweat glands are there, and you come in, and it affects structures in the blood. What is the blood? You say blood is genetics, affects your genes, and you start having some very difficult changes in your menstrual cycle. And, yeah, she said that it will not only cause changes, but could cause impotence in men and women. Stop the normal birth cycles. That's exactly what's happening right now. in case you hadn't noticed, folks. There are miscreants out there who are spreading misinformation, saying this is caused by the shedding of the vaccine mRNA. Folks, that's a lie. You can't shed messenger RNA any more than you can catch a virus. You see the misinformation, the divide and conquer? There are people out there who are buying into this nonsense and saying, well, we've got to have a tattoo for those who've had the vaccine so we don't associate with it. Welcome to divide and conquer even more, folks. The vaccine is only affecting those people taking it. They can't shed messenger RNA. They can't. It's not scientifically possible to do that. So what happens? Why are people that are associated with people that have been vaccinated in their own households having problems with their extremities, their swelling of their arms and legs, the menstrual cycles going up? I'll tell you why, folks. Because when you're in the presence of a person that has been vaccinated, your cells communicate very silently and quietly through a process called the somatid cycle. So another, I can talk for hours about somatids. It's a French word for very small particles. This is a God particle that communicates with your cells and DNA. You don't catch a virus, but your cells communicate. And when they communicate, guess what happens? The 5G radiation that you're all, I mean, every place you go, thanks to Elon Musk now deploying all these low Earth orbit microwave transmitters to a military contract, Mr. Fit 33rd Degree Mason, Elon Musk, okay? The contract to Elon Musk to do this was given by President Barack Obama. This is multi-billion dollar contract to Elon Musk in the Obama administration. This is not just happening. So it's been building up for years, folks. So we have all these satellites now beaming 5G everywhere. And folks, you just better understand that it's affecting you. You may not get sick, but you may have a dull headache and some visual disturbances. And you think, oh, well, I'm just overstressed, overworked. It's affecting you. You may not understand it, but it is. And the reason why COVID-19 Biden, the walking dead man, wants everybody in wants as many people shot up with this thing is because the end game is simply that 5G can actually make your genes do some crazy things if you have the alterations up. See, the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation is not just one thing. It's this COVID vaccination is a part of it. It's not the mark. It is going to culminate in the actual tattoo branding. Make no mistake, it's coming, and you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade, or travel, do anything without it. Because it's all about control, not about protection. They need to have you under control. Chinese Communist Party is giving the orders to the Order of Templus Orientis, OTO, to Jesuit Biden and Jesuit Vice President Kamala. See you, folks. If this president, who everybody thinks is such a wonderful savior, wasn't a part of this, he could have stopped it. If he was really awake and alert and really cared about the people, he wouldn't have had Fauci front and center. He wouldn't be even now declaring to people, go get your vaccine. You see, wake up, folks. Don't be hypnotized by the lies. See through it. So people ask me all the time, what's the answer? Where do we go? Is there a magic potion? Do you have a mineral that you can help? While we've been on the show, I've got beeped that I've got like 20 people that want answers that call my company and say, what kind of minerals do you got? What could save me? I love when they got vaccinated. I have to tell them, you need to listen and not get the darn thing, because once it's injected and goes in, you know, the book of Revelation is pretty darn clear. You lose your salvation. If you think you're a saved Christian and take the mark of the beast, if your pastor is not telling you that this counsels your salvation, get a different pastor because he's not following, he or she's not following the Bible. The book of Revelation says it very clearly. This was given to John by who? Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus himself gave this revelation to John. It's important. It wouldn't have been given to him on the banished island Patmos, you see. The mark of the beast, there will be no salvation. There's no... The blood of Christ has canceled the salvation on your genome. The mark, the born again, is gone. I mean, Nicodemus comes to Jesus and asks him the question, how can a man go into his womb and be born again? I don't get this, Rabbi. How can a man be born again? And Jesus' answer was simply, what? You, master of the Jews, you're a Pharisee of Pharisees. You don't understand spiritual things. Why? Because you don't believe me when I taught you of earthly things. See, this is a spiritual thing, a spiritual connection. God does it spiritually through your genes. You can't see them. The genes operate, but they are massively connected to God, who is your creator, you see. What I will want to give in the next hour, I call me preaching, but no, I don't think so. The answers are found in the Holy Bible. You may not have heard this, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a great story of World War II, even World War I. Not commonly talked about, of course, for various reasons. And in the Great War, World War I, there was a group called the 91st Infantry out of the Pacific Northwest. They had their logo, the fir tree, the vast forces of the Pacific Northwest. The 91st Infantry had a battalion called the 91st Battalion. So follow us up. The 91st Infantry had a sub-battalion called the 91st Battalion. Why were they called the 91st Battalion? Because the command, the colonel of that particular battalion was a devout Christian and believed completely in the power of God to protect. And he printed out this card, and it was a standing order in the battalion that every soldier would recite this card in the morning when he woke up and the night before he went to bed. What was on the card? The 91st Psalm, ladies and gentlemen. Psalm 91. May I share it with you today? Let me read it to you. This is the New King James Bible. New King James Version has basically the old language taken out, but it's intact otherwise. Psalm 91. Safety of abiding in the presence of God. Verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What does that mean? Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. In other words, he who has Jesus in his heart. The heart is your secret place. You have a heart connection to God. In other words, you've been born again. You have found him and you're beginning to know him. The big mystery of the New Testament that Paul, a.k.a. Saul of Tarsus, had to find out after his road to Damascus experience is the mystery, is a supernatural experience that the resurrected Lord Jesus of Nazareth can dwell in your body. The body is a temple, and he can indwell there in the secret place in your Holy of Holies, which is inside of your heart, a secret place. Now, this colonel of the 91st Battalion understood that, and he fully believed it. Fact is, let me just, before I go on with this 91st Psalm, not a single member of the 91st Battalion was killed or wounded. And they were in some of the most bloodiest battles of all engagements in World War I. They were miraculously preserved. You're not going to hear that story, but you can check it out. If you want to Google it up, 91st Battalion, 91st Psalm. It's a great story. that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, he's going to reach his hand and protect you. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Refuge and fortress. Imagine a huge impregnable bunker that no bomb or no COVID can penetrate. That is what he's talking about, the refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Don't trust in Trump. Don't trust in any arm of flesh. Trust in him. He's the one mighty to save, and he's the only one that can save you. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. See, that's a reference. You follow the cross-referencing throughout. See, Satan is the metaphor here of the fowler. He set traps for you. Traps of disinformation and misinformation and following false idols and false gods. That's the trap of the fowler. He, the Lord, shall deliver you. In other words, shall give you discernment. And from the perilous pestilence. Perilous pestilence. Pestilence, you see, cross-reference goes back to the plagues of Egypt. The death and destruction caused by bacteria or whatever forces of unclean spirits, that's the perilous pestilence. That's COVID, if you want to call it that, folks. Verse 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Now, there's a great metaphor here, folks. Jesus himself, right before his crucifixion, he went up on the Mount of Olives and wept. He cried, O Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets. He wept. He said, how oft I would have gathered you as a hen gathers chicks under her wings, but you would not. How oft I would gather you. That's a great picture, folks. Have you ever seen a mother hen drum her wings and the chicks zoom underneath because there's a chicken hopped above them? Folks, we'll be right back with the final segment. And I'll finish up Psalm 91 as we go. Please don't go away. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds, such such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back. Folks, welcome to the final segment of today's show. Yeah, we took a break. I was starting to get into the 91st Psalm. Let me finish up with that, and then I'll wrap up today's show. Folks, again, in the 91st Battalion of the 91st Infantry Division, it's an amazing story. Check it out. One of the surviving members of that wrote a testimonial that was just so stunning. I couldn't find it on the internet, so I was going to share it on the show today, but I interviewed him as a radio host about two decades ago. It's an incredible story. How there was absolutely no doubt of divine intervention in his life during one of the most heated battles of the Great War, World War I. For what it's worth, folks, again, find your solace here in the Word of God, because that's really the only way that you're going to find it. And don't wait till the destroyer is at your door. It's kind of too late then. Start now, preparing now. Starting left off with verse 4. This is this 91st Psalm, the warrior's psalm, if you will, folks. For the war, we're in a battle. We are warriors. We read in the Bible, Paul tells us to put on our whole armor of God. Well, you put on the armor of God, read that, but this is what you should recite. I mean, I've been doing it for quite a few years. I like to say that I do it every day, but mostly every week, or at least once or twice a week, but I'm doing it more every day because of the promises here are so powerful. Promises that God is in charge. God is the succor and protector. He will be your fortress, and that's what it's going to take here, folks, okay? The Savior said, before he went up to the cross, how oft I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not. In other words, you have to turn to me. I'll protect you, but you've got to ask for that. You've got to come to me. That's a great metaphor of how he can protect you as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And that's exactly from this 91st Psalm. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You know, truth is what I'm talking about here today. It's the only shield you have against the lies of the adversary. The shield and buckler. Buckler is the ancient armor that protects your midsection, protects your vital organs, folks. Verse 5, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. The night king, the herd, these godly, ungodly demons, those are the terrors by night. Don't be afraid of those. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. The arrow is something that is sent to puncture you. The arrow can be poison. So don't fear this vaccination needle. Verse 6, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. This coming, I mean, like I said, we have no pandemic. We have an influenza season. We have viruses that are produced naturally that are being diagnosed. You know, people have come a cold or a flu they normally would have been fine with. The 5G is making it a little bit more worse because your body is not processing oxygen. And we'll talk about that in the final few minutes. Please understand, folks, the common cold has gone away. So has West Nile virus. So has common influenza. Nobody's getting diagnosed with influenza or a cold anymore. You have COVID. My goodness. You ask the questions euphemistically to people and say, well, because everybody's masking up. Well, no, everybody's being diagnosed with COVID, you idiot. Sorry. Verse 6. You won't feel. You should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Verse 8, only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Boy, you know, ladies and gentlemen, your eyes will see the reward of the wicked very soon, this summer, when you see merely some real problems that overwhelms the medical, because, I mean, the first responders are going to be the first ones going down. Overwhelming? Yeah. The reward of the wicked. The wicked are those who simply don't follow the word of God. They're blinded. They believe the Faucis of the world, they believe the CDC, they believe the arm of flesh, the scientific white coats, the new priesthood instead of their God. The word of God is right here, folks. Verse 9, because you have not made the Lord, who was my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. See, verse 9 says, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, you will not be afraid. You will not perish. Because, you see, if you have the Lord as your resting place, you will not get this vaccine. You will not wear a mask. You understand the occult origins of the mask, folks. It doesn't spread disease because it doesn't cause... It doesn't keep you from getting the COVID because you can't catch it in the first place. You see the problem? Verse 10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. I mean, those two sentences are pretty powerful. Why? Verse 11. For he, the Most High, you see, the One, for he shall give his angels charge over you. His angels will protect you. Goes back again to the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost. The destroying angel passed over. That's the same promise, folks. The blood of the Lamb will protect you, the Most High. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands, the angels' hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In other words, when you stumble and have a stumbling block and fall. And what is the promise? Verse 13, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. What does this mean? In the places in the New Testament, Paul and Jesus himself said the devil is like a raging lion working out, you know, running to and fro, seeing whom he can consume. This is the metaphor. Satan is the lion. went into depravity. And the cobra is a serpent, the serpent that will bite you and infect you with toxic poison. But he said, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample under your feet. Verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. That's reference to Psalm 9, in which you know Jesus. You just don't know of him, you know him. You have a relationship with him. And this person, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. That's a promise. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with what? With long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. See, we're talking not only physical salvation, but soul salvation, spiritual salvation. Folks, do not, under any circumstances, get this vaccine, so-called. It's not a vaccine. It's a toxic witch's brew, literally a witch's brew of occult proportions. Go back again to this, when I started the show, Karl Marx's quote. It was from the book Karl Marx and Satan, that shows the satanic underpinnings of possession, basically, of Karl Marx, the founder of the communist socialism structure that Biden and Harris are just marching along to without a doubt. Karl Marx declared, quote, I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. You see, this is a spiritual battle. Psalm 91 is saying this one will protect you if you come to him in mercy. He will protect. And finally, Karl Marx said, the idea of God is the keynote of a perverted civilization. It must be destroyed. The idea of God must be destroyed. And the perverted civilization, you see, must be destroyed. America is that, quote, perverted civilization that Karl Marx was targeting. This is the culmination of many, many, many years of preparation, folks. It just doesn't happen overnight. You got to understand that. Okay. I want to share something that I had a study, biblical study group last night. I shared it with a few of the people, and they were like, jaw drop stunned. And I said, really? And they said, really? I said, yeah. And tonight, in a group that is coming, we're going to go into depth on this and show the actual Strong's Concordance, the scriptures, to open them up. The origins, the etymology of the word mask, the English word mask, it came from the original early Paleo-Hebrew word, maseka. Maseka. The Paleo-Hebrew word for maseka basically is to restrict the breath of life, which is God's gift to us, life, breath. And we see in Genesis chapter 1 that God spoke to this man. He breathed the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is Genesis chapter 1. Breathe life, Yah. The word, Hebrew word is Yah. That's the name of God, ladies and gentlemen, the breath of life, Yah. It has a numeric structure that's amazingly tied into our DNA. That's the VMAT2. It's the same numeric structure as the Hebrew word for Yah, the God. God's name is Yah. Yahweh, Yehovah, Yah. Breath. He breathes life. To restrict that breath is a tool that was what the Antichrist, anti-God, the adversary wants to do. How does he do that? By a tool called the maseka, Hebrew word maseka. Maseka literally means mask. And it goes back into where you find the word for Maseca in the Strong's Concordance and follow it through. Oh, we see something pretty amazing. Moses comes out in Exodus with the stones written by the finger of God, the commandments. First, there's a jealous guy. He says, you're my people. Do not have any false gods before me, any idols before me. There shall be no other gods before me. First and foremost commandment on that stone. And the second one, it says, you shall not make unto you any graven image. The idol, word for idol, this false god, hold on to your seats, folks, is the Hebrew word Maseca. It literally is translated throughout. Any place you see in the King James Version, golden calf, that's Maseca, idol. Mask. You shall not make unto thee any masking. You will not restrict the breath of life, you see. First and second commandments of the Ten Commandments. You see why Satan wants to pervert that? And why in the secret societies like Order of Templus Orientis, OTO, and the ritual playbooks that they have, you must come to the God of the East, this Baal figure, this Beelzebub, this Satan, with a mask on. It restricts. This is what Stanley Kubrick was talking about, was showing in his Eyes Wide Shut movie that he was killed for. You see, the secret societies all mask up. In the Freemasonic guidebook, it's called the Dugard. It's a symbol. They symbolize it by they have a finger over the mouth saying, don't tell the secret, it's a Dugard. But in the original writings of Albert Pike, the Dugard is a covering, a mask, as in the Ku Klux Klan. You cover your face with a mask. You cover your mouth and nose with a mask. You restrict the blood flow, the blood oxygen flow, because you restrict the breath of life. Don't think for 1 minute this mask mandate, folks, is anything but an occultic religious symbol of the Dark Lords. Because, I'm sitting here on my desk, 10 well peer-reviewed studies that mask wearing is absolutely ridiculous, even for stopping bacterial infection. The reason why surgeons wear masks when they're in the operating room is to protect them in case they're cutting and some blood and fluid squirt up and get into their eyes or nose and into their mouth, heaven forbid, and they can get sick that way. That protects them. It's not that they're not to spread their virus and bacteria into the body of blood of the individual being cut. You see, but to have individuals out wearing a mask and having it be ritualistic, religious, they can believe it. You got to, and Biden, at the inauguration, you got to wear two masks, got to double up. It's ridiculous, folks. Absolutely an occultic ceremonial religious symbol honoring the fallen god Baal. I'm telling you, Baal worship is very real. In Syria, the ancient temple of Baal was uncovered. The so-called Palmyra Arch, the victory tour, they recreated, brought it into the city of London on May 1st, May Day. Boris Johnson has it. This is 2017. Has an occultic ritual there where he says this is the ultimate freedom from the restrictions of society and religion. Baal, Arch of Baal, you see. Then it went from the city of London and Boris Johnson's ceremony to the United Nations. And there in Times Square was set up there, epicenter of modern-day Egypt, New York City, and the United Nations, you see, in Rockefeller Plaza. I mean, it's so symbolic. From there, in 2018, it went, of all places, to Dubai. And all of the participants for the G7, G8 economic conference walked through the entrance to Baal, symbolizing, again, a portal of allegiance to this god, this fallen horned demon, Baal, of antiquity. And then it's finally set up permanently in Florence, Italy. Florence, Italy, yes, the home of G20, the home of the 20 kings. And isn't it interesting that that's exactly where the Dominion voting systems was concentrated, the epicenter of the hacking, Florence, Italy, right there. Folks, this is no coincidence that in 2019, just after this allegiance, all the world leaders have sworn allegiance to this foreign demon, this god of Freemasonry, the god of the secret religion of Baal worship. Now you see, they have to institute mask wearing. It's a ritual, folks. It's nothing to do about protecting you. It's about saying, okay, we restrict the blood of oxygen, restrict oxygen from going to the blood as much as 20%. Guess what happens? The brain does not function optimally with 20% drop in oxygen in the blood. Your brain becomes more apt to be hypnotized to the reptilian part called the basal ganglia. And folks, when that happens, if you're severely brain starved of oxygen, you're going to believe anything that you're told on Facebook and Twitter and by the talking heads of the communist news network, CNN. You're going to embrace it and say, oh my goodness, we have to have this mask to protect ourselves. And we have to isolate ourselves in the homes and be quarantined. Oh my gosh, we got to do this. And we got to believe what the white coats of the epidemiologists are telling us. We can't say no, can't drive a line in the sand because we're going to be a criminal if we do that. And the church pastors can't come into this church without breaking the law. You had to wear a mask, but don't come in or we'll be shut down. See, how many, I see all these people coming into Christian churches masked up, and I'm thinking, oh my heavens, what is the Lord saying about this? Folks, if you think this is just coincidence, follow this through. The Hebrew word for Baal is identical in the structure of the Arabic word for Allah. It's the same God. Allah and Baal is the same God. And where do the Muslims of the Quran worshiping false prophet Muhammad with 11 wives, where do they go to worship? In a mosque. A mosque. Same root as Masaka. Mask. Same exact phonetics. Now you know, folks, why Islam has to veil the faces of women coming into the mosque. They must veil the faces. And if you follow the Quran's teaching, when you go to Mecca, as every devout Muslim needs to do in their lifetime, and do the ritual walking around the cube of the Kabbalah, the black square that holds the sacred meteor from heaven, right? You have to wear a mask. You mask up in reverence. Folks, this is what it is, an occultic ritual. Now, you can either continue to be, you know, unwittingly saying, I'll do this to, or you can make a stand and say, like I've said, first of all, my First Amendment rights said that government will not determine and make a form of religion. When a government agency mandates a religious symbol of a mask, a masaka, it's absolutely chopping into my belief in the Ten Commandments, the first and second ones. I will not wear a mask before my God. Don't force me to. Now, if you're afraid, if you're not really one with Jesus and don't understand the discernment, what I'm talking about here, you're free to wear a mask all you want. You're free to go worship the devil in a satanic ritual. That's fine. You can do that. That's protected free speech. You have the right to be wrong. But please, government, don't force me to do it. I'd rather die by a guillotine strike than bow my knee to Baal. Now, that's just me, folks. And I've drawn the line in the sand. I've written out these cards and said, I have a religious exemption. I do not wear a mask. And please don't mask my kids up. I train my grandkids and my children. I have 7 grandkids. Don't force them, these little innocent ones, to wear a mask. And you see what's happening with the COVID-19 king. I mean, good hell. You take Biden and put some horns on him, and he's the Night King. He's pale and peaked, and he looks like he's a model as the Night King of Game of Thrones. I call him a COVID Night King now. I mean, he's wanting now. He made this press conference yesterday that I watched. It's just like, wow. He wants all the pediatricians to start injecting COVID vaccinations into our young ones. I take my granddaughter to her kindergarten school, and she can't go in without a mask on. No matter how many letters and protests I've written, well, you're welcome to a private homeschooler, but as long as she comes into public school, she has to abide by the rules of the school board. Take it or leave it. These little ones, these 6 and 7 year olds in kindergarten, for heaven's sakes, how many kindergartners across the nation have died of COVID? Come on, they have colds and they have running noses, and that's part of who they are. But this is not something that is killing kids. But now with the mask mandates, the maseka, the graven image, the idol of the fallen one, the fallen angel, that's what it's... Well, fallen ones, folks. These little ones are learning to be afraid, to fear, to put the mask on from some protection from some unseen enemy that they're afraid of. So it has to stop now. Draw a line in the sand, and again, get your spiritual house in order. That's my message to you. We're out of time, literally and figuratively. The show is ending, but now is the time. Get on the lifeboat. Man the lifeboat is the sea of the ship. Is in deep trouble. Thanks for listening. You have a great day. God bless.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.